This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
With licensed psychologist and guest John Delatorre.
Moving forward on this, in this trial here of Karen Reed, obviously the media attention has been extremely heavy. You literally have people kind of camping out there on the steps of the courthouse. Mainly we've seen it from the Free Karen Reed camp. We started to see it from the John O'Keefe camp in some of the last hearings that we saw. But with this much scrutiny, if there is to be another trial of Karen Reed, does this have to get out of that city and go somewhere else? Just because your likelihood of getting a chance at a fair trial, or your best chance at a somewhat fair trial, is going to be somewhere out of where we've been seeing this?
You know, I don't know. I think that we're probably at the same level of saturation when it comes to the commute, that community in particular, mm-hmm. that community's knowledge of the alleged offense. Remember, it's not just that, you know, were you exposed to news coverage and other stuff? It's not just that. It's, can you put that to the side and make a decision based on the evidence? And I still remain someone who believes that the location where the crime has committed, that should be the group of individuals that decide whether or not the person charged is guilty. Can I see an argument where you're not really going to get that, or where you're probably going to be facing another mistrial in this particular case? Yeah, I see that happening. And so do I think a fair trial is possible? I still think a fair trial is possible. I think if the prosecution really wants to move forward with this case, they probably legitimately do need to move it out of this jurisdiction into somewhere else.
If they are to say, and there's a hearing the day that we're recording this, listeners may already have knowledge of what the outcome of that was by the time we record this, but is the best solution here from a psychological standpoint to help this community move forward and stop this angst against each other, this hate? I mean, we're seeing, you know, violence, we're seeing all sorts of threats, you know, between these two parties. Is it to just say, look, hung jury, that's where it's at, we're not going to try this thing again? Do you think that will calm them down? I mean, the most vicious people we've seen so far have been the Free Karen Reed people. And that's not just saying you think she's innocent. I'm talking about the cultish type behavior that we've seen in this. Just for everyone's best interest, is that the way that this should go?
I see that. I think the problem is that justice should be beyond what the divisiveness of a community is.
Yeah.
Our society, especially right now, becomes entrenched in positions fairly quickly. There is a lot of reasons as to why that is. That wasn't always the case, but I think right now, as a society, we quickly fall into camps that make, you know, that make connectivity, like reconnecting to one another, almost impossible. Mm-hmm. But I think justice needs to be above that. And I think if the prosecution believes that they actually have the evidence, I don't think that they do, but I think if the prosecution believes that they have the evidence to convict this individual and they can prove it beyond a reasonable doubt, which again, they haven't done before, then the demands for justice outweigh the entrenchment mm-hmm. of the society surrounding.
Want more of the podcast without the ads?
Then hit subscribe to the True Crime Today Premium Plus channel on Apple Podcasts.
Try it now for 3 days, absolutely free.
You'll get access to all of our extended advance ad-free episodes instantly,
so you can binge without the break. True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Search and subscribe now on Apple Podcasts.